Boker Tov, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday morning, and we continue in Kitter Shulchan Aruch Perek Lamed Hey Halacha Dalet Chapter 35, continuing the laws of separating challah and kneading and baking bread. A really interesting halacha this morning. The Kitter writes Seor Shenotlin Mina Isa Kedei Lechamitz Bo Isa Acheres, that when a person prepares and kneads a batch of dough, so of course, presumably most of it will be baked into bread or some other type of baked good, but sometimes a little bit is left over in order for it to ferment and be used as a starter agent for future batches of dough, like a sourdough agent. I know many people probably try this, apparently, during COVID when they were home with not much else to do. They made sourdough. That's how it's done. Dough is prepared, and then a little piece is fermented, and that is used, that's like sort of grown or prepared, and then can be used, included pieces of it, into future doughs that will create them into sourdough. So here's the issue. If you're separating a little piece of your dough to be put aside and used as a starter agent for future batches of dough, should the challah that you are separating from that batch, assuming that it is the reaches the minimum requirement, should it be separated before this little starter agent is removed or afterwards? So the Kitzer says, absolutely, tzrichen likach kodem shemafrishin achala. The little piece of dough that you're putting aside to ferment and be used as an agent must be separated from the batch of dough prior to separating challah. Why is this? Because we have a general rule when it comes to the laws of challah, really any time that we're separating something from a mixture, this would apply to truma and maaser, if you're tithing other types of produce as well, if you live in the land of Israel, that you can only remove something from a mixture that is part of the obligation of that mixture. In other words, if I have a whole big batch of apples, and I'm going to remove some of those apples to be separated as truma or as maaser, the apples that I separate from that mixture have to also be apples that are included in the obligation of that batch of apples to have truma separated. Hope I'm explaining this somewhat clearly. In other words, back to our example of challah. If I would separate challah first and then remove a little piece to be used as a starter agent on future batches, then that little piece that I've removed no longer has an obligation to have challah removed from it because the obligation has already been fulfilled. It was part of a batch of dough where challah already was separated. And therefore, when I put it into a future batch and now I'm going to separate challah from that second batch, well, there's a little piece of that second batch that isn't obligated in challah anymore because it already had challah separated from it. And what if when I separate challah from that second batch, what I take out is that little piece that already had challah separated from it? Now I'm removing something that isn't really obligated in challah to fulfill my obligation of challah, and that wouldn't work. Therefore, says the Kitzer, the best way to avoid this is take out the little starter agent first. Therefore, you know it has not had a challah separated from it, and when it's mixed into a future batch of dough that also, of course, hasn't had a challah separated from it, they'll all be on the same page. They'll all have the same obligation, and you can remove challah without any concerns and make the bracha. But on the other hand, of al seor shenotlin lechametz bo mashkesh according barsht, but if you are leaving a little piece of dough unbaked so that it can ferment and be used in a drink to ferment a type of drink, you're not using it to bake sourdough bread, you're using it to ferment some type of liquid. So then tzrichen likach la'achar shefrishu challah. Then make sure you separate challah first, then separate your little starter dough, because it's going into a drink, so it's not going to have challah separated from it again later. You don't separate challah from a drink. So therefore, you better make sure that this little agent is kosher, has already had challah separated from it before it's mixed into a drink. Along those lines, briefly, halacha hey, the Kitzer writes, la'achar pesach shalokin se'or me'akum l'chametz bo'a isa. Let's say after Pesach, just for example, it doesn't have to be that, but after Pesach, if a person buys, because you don't have your own chametz, Pesach just came and went, so a person buys a little starter agent from a non-Jew, a little piece of fermented dough that I want to use to help my big batch of dough become sourdough. So here's the problem. That little piece of starter dough is not obligated in challah because it wasn't kneaded by a Jew. Dough that is kneaded by a non-Jew doesn't become obligated in challah. So now I have the same problem. I have a big batch of dough where most of it is obligated in challah, but there's a little piece, the little piece that I bought from the non-Jew, that is not obligated in challah. Now what do I do? So the Kitzer says, make sure, tzrichen lizahar lahafrish challah yoser gidola mimasha haya hasa'or. Make sure that the amount of challah that you separate from that dough is a little bit, at least a little bit larger than the size of that little piece of starter dough. And therefore, even if the piece of dough that I pull out to be separated as challah is the piece of starter dough itself, but if it's bigger than the starter dough, then by definition it will include some other dough. And as we've mentioned in the past, to fulfill one's obligation of challah, at least nowadays and outside the land of Israel, all that's really absolutely required is a tiny little amount. We try to separate a kazayis, an olives amount, but even a little bit works. And therefore, as long as the challah that you're separating is bigger, even just a little bit bigger than the starter dough itself, that would guarantee that you have fulfilled your obligation of challah in a proper way. Wishing you all a wonderful day.